we have about maybe 12, 14 people.
As the sun rises over the nation's capital, Jonathan George begins to stir under his blankets on the steps of Capitol Hill United Methodist Church.
What I do, I put my blankets up elsewhere.
Then Rob Farley, a Washington attorney and member of the congregation, shows up fresh from his morning run.
Buddy left you again last night, huh?
Yes, he did. I'm okay.
2 years ago, people in the neighborhood began to complain about the homeless sleeping on the church steps. So Rob began to wake up the men each morning and get them moving along. Then something unusual happened. One of them asked for a cup of coffee.
And I was like, oh, I got to get to work. I don't want to do this. But it was cold, so I said, sure, come on in, get a cup of coffee. So I brewed a pot.
Sometimes I get complaints when it's 2 weeks.
Initially, it was just coffee. Then other homeless men started coming, and coffee grew into breakfast and friendship.
This is where we hang out. Yeah, we come in, I get the coffee going. Victor's downstairs preparing some soup. And then we get the guys start coming in.
Where is the family?
Jonathan George has attended the breakfast for almost 2 years.
Get the fridge of cold off your hands.
Jonathan worked most of his life as a building maintenance man. After he was laid off, he became homeless.
You can't pay for an apartment when you ain't got no money.
On any given morning, 7 or 8 people show up for breakfast. Initially, it's a place to have a warm meal and wash up after a night on the streets.
Have to do it on that one.
But then friendships form. For Rob and the other church members, it was a lesson in why people become homeless and what can or can't be done to get them off the streets.
We've obtained the help of a social worker, Julie Turner, through an organization here in D.C. called the Downtown Cluster of Congregations. And she's been working with us to help folks get into housing.
It hasn't been easy, but there have been success stories. Alyssa Lassiter is pastor of the Capitol Hill United Methodist Church.
We've had 4 folks let Rob or me take them to rehab, 2 of whom are still in the process doing really well.
Over 10 miles.
Rob says the breakfasts have brought new meaning to his life.
Don't know what they've gotten. Hopefully they've gotten something. But we have been able, at least, you know, transforming me as a person that's more open, more understanding, and more humble.
Are we going to do our...
Alyssa Lassiter says the transformation has been mutual.
What I'm clear on is that people's lives look different. Whether that's someone going and advocating for different policies, or whether that's men in this room who have said to me, I believe now I can make a change.
Here, take my place. I'm a good-looking man. He's ugly.
Rob and Alyssa are not sure where the breakfast will go from here, but they have learned that homeless people are as human as anyone else. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.